What changed after first period?
Well, it's a game of momentum. Every time that there's whether a TV timeout or you get in the locker room for a break, it's impossible, really to explain. This game is such a physical game, but it's also a mental game. And we talked after the first period. I felt that in the first period we watched them. We gave them a little bit too much room. We didn't skate it as good as I thought that we could, and our conditioning is great. So I told the players, I said, trust your conditioning, trust your skating game, and let's get going. But definitely when we scored the goal, it seemed that we got so much more energy on the bench, and we started to skate, and that's where we took the game over.
What can you say about new players game today?
Well, everyone, they're all new players to me. Apart from Ronald Kennens, they're all new players to me. But this is a big team win. Elvis shut the door in the first period. That was not our best period. We got outplayed, and Elvis kept us in the game, gave us a chance to win the game, and then we gave Elvis a cushion of 3 goals. So talking about a big team win, everyone did a great job. In this first period, we had 2 huge penalty kills. They have a great power play, and we were able to shut them down. And then power play went to work. 5-on-5, we scored 2 big goals, and it's a big win for us. It's the way that we wanted to start the tournament.
About fan support and singing of anthem at the end, can you say?
Yeah, no, it was great. I need to learn it too, so I'll be able to sing it. But it was great. We were watching in our office before the game on TV, Latvian hockey fans outside the arena, celebrating and singing. And I love the passion of Latvian hockey fans so much. They're here to support us, good times, bad times, and we feel that they're behind us 100%, and that's huge. And it's a big win for us, but at the same time, I would like to dedicate this win to our fans. They're unbelievable. Many times I'm in old Riga in a restaurant or just walking in the street, and they're stopping me and they want to talk hockey. And now over here, around the rink, we could feel the energy that they were bringing. They were having fun. We were having fun on the bench, and that's why we played this great game.
This is only first game out of 7. How easy it will be to get guys back on the ground, not over cheer, before tomorrow's game?
Yeah, no, we already talk about this. It's important that we stay humble. Right now we had fun in the locker room, which it should be. It's a game, so you win. You should have fun and celebrate. But the good part is that we're gonna have a good team meal tonight, and tomorrow morning we're gonna regroup. We're gonna have a good team meeting and get ready for Slovakia. So every game is a different challenge. Now Denmark is behind us. Win or lose, you have to forget about those games. We have 3 big points in the bank, and now tomorrow it's another big challenge.
Coach, did you see any of the youngsters shaking in their boots before the game?
No. We had lots of meetings over the past week, I would say, even before we left from Latvia to enjoy it. I had a piece of paper in my office, and I brought a few of those young kids in my office and say, I'm sure that you could fill this piece of paper with names of your friends that would probably be ready to pay to play for the national team. You don't have to pay. You earned your spot, so you need to enjoy it. And everyone wants to play for national teams. In any country, it's an honor to play for your country. You work hard. There's competition. I don't know how many players. We probably had something over 50, 60 players that came through the 6 weeks of camp to compete, and now we selected 25. Well, it's big. It's a sign that you have talent, you have passion for the game, you showed a great commitment to represent your country, and now that we're here, there's no need to be scared. Everyone jumped on the plane from Riga to come here. No one pushed us in the plane. We stepped in the plane because we wanted to be here. Now let's enjoy it.
face-offs? Is there a way how to fix it?
Well, Peter Regan was a great face-off man, even in the NHL. He's the reason why today was a tough day on face-offs. Like he's strong. Like I have to give credit to Denmark. They had some good centermen. Like we had some good centermen too. So we're gonna adjust. And sometimes you have a bad days, but you know when you win, you don't look at poor statistics. You just throw them in a garbage can, and tomorrow's another day.